Gabrielle was tough. She knew how to handle herself in a tough situation. But there was something about being trapped in a darkened room with only the dead for company that sent a primal shiver of fear down her spine. She knew there wasn't anything here that could hurt her. The orderlies in the hall were a far bigger threat to her freedom, but the sooner she got out of here, the better.
Gabrielle.
She turned slowly in place, her ears straining to pick up the sound again, even as she told herself she had to be imagining it. No one here knew her by that name. It had to be her mind playing tricks on her. When the lights came back on, she glanced about, startled, and needing to confirm that she was still indeed alone. Not alone, an inner voice said. You have the dead for company.
But the dead don't speak. Or turn off the lights.
The whispering she could put down to her imagination. But the lights? Faulty wiring, she told herself. That's all it was. Before she could convince herself otherwise, she started toward the ambulance bay door again.
Gabrielle.
She whirled about. The corpse that had been lying on the autopsy table behind her just seconds before was now sitting straight up, as if held erect by unseen marionette strings, the sheet still draped over it like a ghost.
This isn't happening.
The flesh on her arms broke out in goosebumps, and her hair tried to stand on end. The sound was coming from the corpse. She was certain of it. She took a step toward it, her arm coming up as if intending to pull off the sheet to see if the corpse was really whispering to her or if this was all in her head. As if on cue, the six cold storage drawers to her right rolled open with a clatter, drawing her attention. She looked on, stunned as the corpses there jerked upright, their covered faces turned as one to stare in her direction. She broke then, turning away from the drawers and their suddenly talkative occupants, intent to get the hell out of there as fast as her feet could carry her, only to find the corpse that had been laying on the last autopsy table now blocking her access to the ambulance bay.